All right, all right. Now, we know you've been chomping at the bit to know about where you're going. Where is all this going to take you and how to get there? Well, you know, you've spent decades building the old mythologies and playing with them, tossing some out, honing them, making them worse, making them better, doing all sorts of things. You've been very creative about it, dear ones. But one of the things that's really important is that as you do your healing work, you have to have a place you're going. That's where you hold this alignment of your intention. That's where you embrace your divine nature. How does your divine nature play out in your day-to-day life? Sometimes it's hard for you to imagine if you've never experienced it or if you've only tasted it, but somehow or another cannot keep it 24/7. When you somehow or another fall back into the old patterns and the old energies, they seem so familiar. They seem so true. They can seem so real. As we said earlier, this is not the time to buy into them anymore. They're not working for you. They haven't been working for a while. They're not helpful. And they have nothing to do with who you are, really, in the future. So we're going to suggest that you do some work with your future self. And here's how you're going to do it. And we're going to take you on a journey in a very few minutes. And you're going to connect with your future self in a particular way. Now, your future self loves you just like you have loved your younger selves. You understand what your younger selves have been going through. You understand their pain, their suffering, their limitations, their traumas, the woundings that they've experienced. You know all of that. You know what they are doing still, what they have done, why they do it. You understand their motivations, their needs. You understand the way they activate the commission of challenge for themselves, for you. And you have recognized now that basically when your commission of challenge kicks in, it's them calling you, please, please heal us. Please finish this, so that we can heal, so that we can find peace, and that your universe will very lovingly bring it to you so that you can be done with it, so you can see it, so you can respond differently. But it's your future self that's going to help you in your proaction, that's going to help you establish your commission of adventure. So what you're going to substitute, it's going to change, it's going to be put in that slot that gets all emptied out when you take out the commissioner challenge. The commissioner challenge of the past has been a commission of threateningness, a commission of pain, a commission of service through the form of servitude or the form of self-diminishment. It has been giving you a hard time. For those of you who have heard the phrase, if you don't listen to the whispers, they're going to become shouts. Commission of challenge tends to do that. It can come back worse, harsher, more intense until you get it. Now, this old school of learning, thrown out, cleaned out, healed, makes you go into the void. In the void, you can reach and stretch to your future self. Now, the future self is the one you choose, as we said before. This is not inevitable. Your choice makes it so. That's how powerful you are. You are literally choosing your future. But from a consciousness reality perspective, everything is in the now. So your future self is also healing you. Your future self is healing you. So what we suggest as you go about your life after this workshop is that you spend some time here and there when you feel like you don't have clarity, that you want to know how to proceed. We suggest that you go into your future and visit with your future self. Just go sit with them and be around them, sense their presence. What does a spiritual adult feel like in their presence? Now, you may have these ideas of what a spiritual adult should feel like. You know, you've gone to gurus and famous teachers of metaphysics and so on. And you've been in their presence, you felt inspired, you felt uplifted. These are people like you, these spiritual teachers, these the ones who've written the really great books that have inspired you. You want to go and see them in person. In the East, it's called darshan. You're going to go and be in their personal radiance. You're going to be in their personal field and imbibe the energies of their success, imbibe the energy of their power, imbibe the energy of their freedom to be themselves, of their wisdom. They're standing up there in front of you, visible. You want to imbibe their safety and freedom and their ability to be safe in visibility, to be seen. And that's part of what you've done, to receive their love, to feel what it's like to be in a loving presence. Now, unfortunately, the one who goes to many of these things is the young adult. And the young adult has their filter. And the young adult's filter on the master teacher or whoever it is to perceive, oh yeah, that's where I'd like to be. That's what I'd like to be able to go out there and do that. And people are going to go, whoa, yeah, this person's really great. Yeah, I'd like to do that. Or would go out there and say, oh, they know so much more. Oh, I just want to be around them and hopefully they'll look at me. And when they look at me, I'll feel some of their power and their energy and their love. Let me go and get a little crumb. Let me get a little, get some blessings. Let me get some love. Let me get something. So in a way, there's a lot of agenda there. Now, admittedly, you are very conscious and you're very aware. And you've come to a place to where you can go to a teacher and not, in a sense, fall for that trap. At least not all the time. You could also go to a teacher and critique them. Well, I wouldn't do it that way. Oh, yeah. You know, he or she is sounding really holy moly and pious today, but I heard that they were out partying, I heard out they ran out on their mate some of those so-called great spiritual teachers have a lot of drama still in their life. They're not the perfect people you want them to be. All right. We don't say this to discourage you from going and being in their presence and saying, here's what a person who's manifested some kind of dream, and let me just feel, the energies there and see what I can pick up and so on. If you can use it as a powerful reality creator, you can get tremendous amount of benefit from going and seeing successful people and being uplifted by them and experiencing darshan to, if you don't resist them, if you don't judge them, you're fine. The same thing is true in a sense with your future self. You don't want to go to the future self to suck energy from them or to say, is that really who I want to be? Did I choose the right future self? You don't want to go to the future self and say, oh, would you do it for me? You know which one that is. That's a child. What you want to do, though, is to sit in the presence. Just sit with them. Just be with them. And feel how big they are energetically. How much light they are. How clean and clear they are. Now, we would suggest, just for the purposes of this meditation and your work that you want to do, because you have a linear belief in time, all right? You just think linear time is so important. We suggest that the future self that you visit is about 2 years out. 2 years in your future. Not the one you're going to be next week. Okay? Because then you put laws of charge and build up all sorts of stuff on it. So we would recommend you put that future self, the 2 years in the future, may be living in the same place, may have the same relationship or a new one or whatever. It may have different life circumstances, but don't focus on the forms. Do not focus on the forms. Focus on the energy. And today you're going to visit with your future self, and your future self is going to give you a gift. And between the future self and us, we're going to install in you not only this gift, but we're going to give you a download, which is a coded program of unfoldment that you can unfold it in organic time. So whatever time it takes for you to get to that place. But recognize that every time you go to the future self, you can claim that level of power, love, freedom, and safety in yourself and bring it back to your daily life. So any time you feel depleted, any time you're wondering what to do next, go to your future self, sit with them, get the energies, say, okay, let me feel their sense of freedom. They're not living their life as a burden, as a duty. They're not loaded up with obligations. They're not in servitude to others, that in a way that's depleting. All right? Their intention is not to help the world and make everything better. Their intention is to spread the love, to touch, to heal, to create, and to expand and grow. The divine attributes, that's natural. Go and feel it. Bring it to yourself. Because every time you do that, you become more aligned with them. You become a greater spiritual adult. You become more centered. And then the next time you go visit them, there'll be more. See, now look at your linear reality. You think that where you are now and where they are, there's this sequence of steps and there's a certain levels and they're at this level and you're at this level below them. And you're going to go up to their level and you're going to imbibe some energies and bring some of their good stuff back down. No, you're not going to come all the way back down to the lower level. You're going to come somewhere in between as you bring these energies in. So the next time you go visit them, they're not going to be where they were before, because you believe that from the place that you are now is a certain level of possibilities and sequences that you can do in 2 years. They're going to be much more. So every time you visit your future self and bring back their energy, you expand your possibilities. You become more. And your future becomes greater. Little simple technique. Easy to do. Sometimes mind-blowing, actually. The channel went and visited her future self, and she came back going, whew, ah, whoa, ah. I had no idea. But it's made a difference in her life and how she sees herself. And it gives you an idea of what your new personal story can be. The ease and flow of your life, what it's possible. Yeah, you might see some of the environment, some of the forms, some of the manifestations. Don't go into them deeply, but you can feel the presence of them. You can see some of it, perhaps. Sense it. Sense their abundance and success and all those kinds of good things. All right, so let's go into a meditation then. Let us work with you. Get yourself comfortable. Let yourself get balanced. Give yourself a little inner privacy. And if you have a tendency to fall asleep, we would suggest that you put your body in such a position that it's less likely that you'll fall asleep, or if you do fall asleep, that you will not snore and disturb everybody. All right? All right, dear ones. This time we're going to count you down, because we're going to take you to a certain level and that you need to be at a certain frequency. So letting yourself relax, we're going to count from 7 down to 1. And when you next hear the number 1, you'll be at the appropriate place for this meditation. Let your body be quiet. Draw the curtain of privacy around you as you close your eyes and breathe gently from your belly. Relax. Stay as balanced as you can. And when you hear the count of number 1, the next time that you hear it, you're going to be in a beautiful place. Perhaps that beautiful place you were in earlier. Or perhaps another one of your beautiful places. A place where you're safe, a place where you're comfortable, and a place where you are ready to do some beautiful magic and healing and loving. Maybe a beautiful place in nature. Whatever works for you. 7. Let go of all your tension. Just enough tension to hold your body straight or upright if you're sitting. 6. Gently let go of the child's fears. Just gently, a nice breath. Put the child at ease. 5. A gentle breath, put the adolescent at ease. 4. Gentle breath, put the young adult at ease. 3. Going deeper. Let go of any talk from the internalized parent social ego, or slave driver. Three, enter into the quietness. Into the peace, into the calm. Let this calm drench you. Two, and let yourself gently, gently land in that beautiful place. One. And you are there. Letting yourself feel safe and comfortable. Free to be you. Free of onerous burdens and obligations, pressures and expectations. You're free. And feel yourself powerful. An empowered spiritual adult. Perhaps you're in a void or in a space of floating. Since an energy of love. You loving yourself, the part of that which is natural within you. It is there. Wrapped up in the safe, safe energy. Just be in this beautiful place. And as you are there, you notice that there is a path of light from you moving across the landscape, or whatever this area looks like, there is a path of light. You follow it with your eyes, and you see standing there, perhaps 20 feet away, a glowing being, a beautiful being of light. At first you think it might be an angelic being or some spirit guide come to be with you. But you look more closely and you realize it is you. Standing there, radiant. Feel the sense of their presence. Even if it is 20 or 30 feet away, you can still feel it. You feel drawn. You put your feet upon this path of light. Walk to that future self. And as you walk, you glide. It's like you glide. It's an effortless walk. Because this is a path of light that is natural to you. It has been with you from the very beginning of your life as a soul. It has been with you throughout your journey in physical plane experience. It's a path of light that leads you back through a beautiful loop of experiences and adventures to the divine union of home, a place of unconditional love, of freedom, joy, safety, and celebration of power. An amazing place your soul has yearned for ever since it left. This path of light leads there. It leads into your future. And there you are, your future self. Just as you have loved your child, adolescent, and young adult, you can feel the love your future self has for you as you approach. It is almost like a radiant light. You can feel the warmth. You can feel the love as you get closer. Come up and stand now before that future you. Stand facing them, only maybe 3 feet away, eye to eye. Feel the intensity of their power. They know so much more of who they are. They know so much more how to love. They know so much more how to create and co-create with the divine, how to imagine and dream and bring something into its manifestation, spiritually first and then physically. And feel their sense of safety and trust. Step closer. Let them open their arms. Let them embrace you. Let them send their love and their light into you, heart to heart. Claim this love, it's yours. It is you, loving you. Feel the freedom, the safety, the lightness of it, the incredible lightness of the freedom and the safety, the lightness of the love. And feel the lightness of their power. Sense the strength of their mastery. Harmonious they are. Feel their peace. Feel the quiet within their nervous system, within their emotional body, within their mental body. And at the same time, feel the passion that flows in their hormones through the cells of their body. Claim, it's yours. And even though your temptation may be to respond to them like a child or an adolescent or a young adult receiving a gift of love, you also are a spiritual adult. This is love between two equals of self. So stand tall in a way as you hold them, as you would love a divine sister or brother. And sense as well, as they send their love into you, sense images of their life. An image of how they live without the negative drama, but with the passion and the joy. How they live with the love between them and others. How they love, touch, and heal others, and are loved, touched, and healed by others. Some who have less mastery, and some who have more. feel their capacity to create, to dream, to imagine, sense perhaps some of the forms of their creation, and how natural it is for them to be at that level of success in their creation. Feel their safety and the trust that they have in their magic, in their perceptions. And feel how they just draw to themselves naturally tremendous opportunities, not all of which they take, but by their discernment and their awareness and their consciousness, they choose those that feel the most joyous and freeing, powering, loving to them. Let yourself imbibe their story of how all of this is natural to them and how they keep expecting and knowing that so much more is on the way. Their personal mythology, their life story, how it is shaped now, their past healed, their future gloriously opening up, ever opening, ever unfolding for them in the process of living a glorious life. Just pick it up for you. This is yours. And recognize that this is the you are going to be, the you are becoming. But there are more yous past and beyond that, if you like. It is your choice where to go. But ultimately, you will go home. You will return. You'll return to your true God nature, your true divine ultimate self. In that mission, you have chosen to come upon this life in this world, is to realize that you are divine, to realize who you are. Do you accept your mission? This mission does not require external trappings of success or any kind of manifestation. It is a mission of the heart, of the soul, of the spirit. Yes, you are on this mission. Let yourself accept this mission. And as you do, you and your future self gently break the embrace, and your future self takes you by the shoulders, gently holding you, one hand on each shoulder or upper arm, and places you so that they look closely, deeply into your eyes. And they smile. We have a gift for you. Now, you have healed by being with them. You are tuning into your perfect, ideal life. So you wonder, well, what are you going to give me? Is it a birthday present like I gave my child, adolescent, and young adult? They laugh and they say, no, something grand. And they drop their hands from you and they turn, and somehow they have now in their hands, bringing it back to you, an exquisite cloth, beautifully done, perhaps embroidered, maybe small crystals in it. Maybe it's a cloak of light, a cloak of many colors. they take this mantle and this cloak and they gently say, turn. And you do, and they place it over your shoulders. The mantle of your mission of self-realization. This is a mantle of power, a mantle of magic, a mantle of freedom, a mantle of love, and a mantle of safety. Feel these energies of success, joy, and celebration. Feel the lightness of it, as well as the weight, a positive weight, a substance of it. Feel strong and powerful, not as a fighter, but as a light being, as a divine being who chose to come to physical plane manifestation. Let yourself receive this as you look back along the path of light towards the present, where you still see you standing there, the now you, wearing the mantle that the future has given you, your destiny has given you, that you have chosen and now accepted. Walk back along this path of light and find yourself now back to your now self. You may have wondered how in the world there was two of you. But don't worry about that one. Recognize a piece of you went to the future and has returned. Step into your now self. Turn around and feel the mantle in the now you, the spiritual adult that you are today, to now, this very moment. And in your mind, imagine the most beautiful music, such beautiful music, the music of the spheres, whatever that means to you, the vibrations of light, the resonance of your truth. Feel them as vibrations through you and feel the joyousness of them. Feel them coming from all over the place into you. Feel your cells begin to be touched by this light and all the colors that seem to be set off by it. Feel your cells starting to dance and brighten up. Feel all the dark places in you where your commission of challenge has found its home in your body, in your psyche. Feel it heal. Feel it change. Feel it lift. Feel the vibrations lifting you, lifting you. Feel it brighten, whiten, clear, open, expand, heal. A greater resonance. Feel it into every cell of your body. Give all the cells of your body permission to receive this. Let it into your body. Let it in. Let it in. And as you are absorbing this energy, as you're feeling the now self become greater and brighter. You see, we have never left. There is still this shimmering, sparkling light about you. Let us bring down through this column of light that is still with you. Let us spiral down beautiful codes of light on spiraling ribbons, much like DNA. Let us bring to you new codes, new patterns of unfoldment. Let us bring to you the building and the development and the manifestation of your new identity, your new personal mythology, your new story, your pro-action, your ways of mastery, the unfoldment of your greater love for you, and the unfoldment of your capacity to, at greater levels, to touch, love, and heal, to grow and expand, and to create. And these ribbons, dancing, swirling, filled with these codes, written in ancient languages, star languages, as well as the ancient languages of earth, of ancient traditions. Yes, you may see Sanskrit, Hebrew, but you also see languaging and codes from the Pleiades, from Sirius, perhaps even from Andromeda, and other places. And you may see pictorials that remind you of Egyptian hieroglyphics and sparkling colors that have no physical counterpart. And let them in. Let them in through your head and feel these ribbons spiraling down into your body, spiraling deeper into your chest, all the way through your head, touching every chakra, spiraling through every chakra, energizing, awakening, lifting, shifting your perceptions of every chakra. Your chakras are portals of perception. Let them open down through you, deeper, 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 down into your solar plexus, down towards your second chakra. And somewhere around between your solar plexus and your sacral chakra, they absorb deep into your body, deep in your essentialness, deep into you. You still feel the waves of them going down through your legs and into the earth, but you don't sense the spiraling ribbons anymore. They're integrating deep into you. The unfoldment of your spiritual adult into the new vision of you, the realized self, functioning as the divine light and powerful reality creator that you are in the world. This is a download. It does not take effect immediately. It will continue to unfold over time. It will continue throughout this day and through this night. You may have unusual dreams. You may be visited by us and some other friends of yours. You may get messages. You may have something lucid. And you may not have any dreams that you can remember at all. You may sense you were somewhere, but you don't know where, but it was different. It does not matter what you experienced during the night, but if you do remember your dreams, take note of them when you get up. This download will not end until you get up for your day. You can get up during the night, go to the bathroom, come back, go back to bed, go back to sleep, and it will continue until you get up for your day. So right now we're going to do a little work on you. Let go of your limitations and challenges. Give some of your commission of challenge to us. Let us take it. Let us transform it for you. Or at least help you, the empowered you. Have it easier that when it shows up, you'll know more how to respond. You will get the insight, the intuition. Let us assist you in your healing. Let it in. And as this is working in your mind's eye, you feel that it is brightened. It is there as a great light about you. It's as if it's coming from somewhere. You don't know where. So you turn to see what's going on, feeling the downloading continuing, feeling the cells rejuvenating, dancing with the new energies. You may need to turn towards what this source of light is. And you find that you're standing much closer to your future self. That path of light much shorter between you and that one. But you notice that beyond the future, there is a glorious vision unfolding. A vision of light. It is as if there's an opening in the very sky. And on the other side, you see what perhaps you have in the past considered to be heaven or the heaven worlds or the inner planes or higher planes or greater dimensions, whatever you call it. But in a sense, it's like an opening to the heart of God, Goddess, all that is. There's a great light opening for you. For you. And you notice that a river of sparkling light begins to emerge from this exquisite opening. You see things, brilliant, perhaps golden. You see things of who you are, see lights or colors. Get a glimpse as this light begins to pour out of this opening, out of this portal, out of the divine heart. This river of love coming to you. Wash it over your future self. See it just flow right over them. See them smile in ecstatic bliss. See it coming to you. Here it comes. Here it comes, a wave of river, of sparkling light, of love, of the divine. Let it hit you now. Let it wash over you. Let it go through you. Let it drench you. Let it lift you in the wave. Ah! Let it heal you. Let it heal you. Because love heals on every level. Love, touch, heal. Let the divine love touch and heal you. Let the divine with you in co-creation begin recreating a life for you, in alignment with home. Because, dear one, this is a touch of home. Feel yourself expand and grow. They love you. God, Goddess, all that is, your future self, your higher self, your spirit, your soul, your greater dimensional true self, your expanded self, your spirit helpers and friends, your crew, and we love you too. Let it sink into you. A touch of home. And it is there and it is done for now. But it is continuing because that river of love and light is always there. And you wear the mantle now of the spiritual adult, fulfilling the mission of your self-realization, your personal mission, and by your choice, your global mission, your destiny. We're going to count you out. Bring that energy back with you, as much or as little as you can or do is fine. We're going to count from 1 to 5. The count of 5. You will open your eyes. You will be back in your body, bringing this energy back into your physical plane experience. 1, 2, 3. Coming back now. Coming back. Bringing it back. And 4. And 5. Gently, gently, easily open your eyes. Back into the room you are. Back into your space. Take some nice breaths and stretch and move a little bit. And let yourself be with this energy for just a little while as we touch you. It has been so much our pleasure working with you, healing you, touching you, creating with you, dreaming with you, and helping you expand all your possibilities, your potentials, your opportunities. We surround you, dear ones, with our love, with our light,